Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda Chapter 2 by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yesterday we heard about how the demons were saying different things about Lord Chaitanya, that he's walking around town like a prince and he has no fear of the impending attack by the Muslim army, who the rumor is that the army will come and destroy all the Vaishnavas for disturbing the peace by chanting the holy name. But Vishwambhar, he is completely unaffected. Nirbhaye chahena chari, text 252. Nirbhaye chahena chari, dike Vishwambhar, Gangara sundara shrota pulina sundar. Vishwambhar fearlessly looked around and saw before him the beautiful Ganga and its charming banks. Ganga Sundar, Pulina Sundar. Pulina means the banks. Yamuna Pulina. There's one bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yamuna Pulina, like this. Gabueka Juta Deke Puline Te Chare. Hambarava Kari Aise Jalakaya Bari. He saw nearby a herd of grazing cows who were lowing as they came to the riverbank for drinking water. So remember, I was saying yesterday about involvement. So now we should forget everything about Delhi. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock every evening, at least while we're here, we should forget we're in Delhi. We're not in Delhi. We travel to the spiritual world, where the eternal pastimes of the Lord are going on. And we're with Lord Chaitanya. We're walking with Lord Chaitanya. He's there, and we're also there. So in other words, become absorbed. Just as sometimes we see some movies. And the movies are filmed at a different time period, by the costumes that people wear, and the type of cars you see on the street. Sometimes they make a movie of 1920s in Calcutta. And they have these old movies. You're seeing it's a new movie, but it's about a historical event, about the Hindu-Muslim riots of the 1920s in Calcutta. So then you see the movie, then everyone's wearing clothing like the 1920s, and the cars are old, and the tram car is there, and they're trying to create the effect that when you're watching this movie, this movie will take you to the 1920s. You follow? So now this book, we're supposed to open the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat and travel to the year 500 years ago, which would be 1500 AD, 1505. It's not 2007, it's 1507. 1507 AD. And everyone's wearing kurtas and bundis. All the Brahmins are wearing bundis and tilak and the Brahmin threads, and no one's wearing blue jeans, no one's wearing salwar kameez, no one's wearing t-shirts and tank tops and shirts and pants. Everyone's wearing kurtas and dhotis and saris. So this is the clothing they're wearing, and everyone's moving around in bullock carts and horse carts on the road, and people are walking on the roads. There's no cars, there's no automobiles, no buses. Right. So this is the time period, and this is a setting. So it's a rural area. It's not a city. It's not Bombay. It's Navadvip. Even today, it's a rural area. It's a farming area. So many rice fields and crops under cultivation, and there are many cows there. Even today, 500 years later, this Mayapur is very much. They use the bullocks. They use bullocks. For plowing the fields, because Bengal is not so wealthy, so very few people have tractors. And also tractors are not very practical for growing rice. When you're growing rice, there's water in the fields, 2 feet of water, so it's very difficult to move around with a tractor when there's 2 feet of water in the field. So the bullocks have a very nice four-wheel drive system. they can move through the mud, the bullock cart, the bull's bale, they call it bale. So here's Lord Chaitanya. He's walking towards the Ganga, and then he sees something on the bank of the Ganga. So we're also there. We're walking towards the bank of the Ganga. We see the beautiful Ganga, beautiful trees, green fields everywhere. We're there. And then Lord Chaitanya is in front of us. And then he sees Gava Eka Juta Deke Pulini Te Chari Hambarava Kari Aise Jalakaya Bari. Vishambhar saw a herd of grazing cows who were lowing as they came to the riverbank for drinking water. Lowing means they're making a sound. Homba, homba, hom, hom. And they're making this sound. It's called lowing. So this is called udipan, a stimulant or an excitant. Some object or some scene or some sound or some sight or some hearing some event or some news from someone. It creates a stimulant. It's called udipana, udipan or dipan. This is part of ras. It's part of what. It's one of the ingredients or elements of ras. It's called vibhav. There's vibhav and anubhav and sattvic bhavs, vyavachari bhavs, which are called sanchari bhav, and then sthayi bhav. And all these five bhavas mixed together. When they mix together, they produce ras, transcendental ras, chit ras, chid ras. And that can be Madhurya Ras, or it can be that's it, Mukhya Ras. And the Gona Rasas are Vivatsa Ras, Hasya Ras, Vira Ras, Bayanaka Ras. And there's seven different Gona Rasas, secondary Rasas, which are supplementary to the main Ras. So this is all in Rasa Shastra. So now you can understand, when you have this knowledge, when you start reading Shastra, you can understand that something's about to happen. Something's going to happen when you know the nature of the nayak in any type of drama or any type of leela. There's a nayak and a nayaka, a hero and a heroine, nayak and nayaka. So this is, the hero has already been introduced. The hero is called the Vishayalamban. The nayak is called the Vishayalamban. And the hero, who is the hero of this leela? Vishambhar. What is the udipan? What is the udipan in this leela? The cows? The cows are an udipan? The Ganga is an udipan? You understand, udipan is the sound of Krishna's flute. When the gopis hear it, they go mad. So the flute becomes an udipan, a stimulant, an excitant. Maybe you don't know what these words mean in English. Stimulant, excitant. It's something in the environment excites you. Just, for example, your friend comes and says, guess what? Your father died. Right? So that's that person speaking, that's a sound goes into your ear, right? That's a sound. His words go into your ear, and his words act as an udipan. And they stimulate your love for your father in your heart. You say, what? My father died? What happened? Well, the dacoit came in the house and shot him. Oh, and then you faint. So what happened is, there was vibhav, then there was anubhav, then it went to sattvic bhav, to pralaya, where you fainted. This happens even in ordinary dealings. So this is called, this person speaking, the sound of their voice, you were okay, you were cool, you were peaceful. Nothing was happening. But as soon as you heard these words, you went crazy, right? You fainted. My father died. Or they come and say, guess what, your husband's dead. What? I just got married yesterday. No, but he was shot. Then, so that sound. So the gopis, they hear what? They hear Krishna's flute. That's called the udipan, the sound vibration. A sound can be udipan, some words can be udipan, a painting, a picture, some animals, a peacock, a parrot, a cow, a ganga, clouds in the sky. The gopis see the clouds. Oh, Ganesham. Oh, these clouds are like Krishna. Oh, and the gopis faint. It's described nectar devotion sometimes. And one elderly gopi, she came outside, one of the mothers, and she saw her daughter looking at her young newly married daughter, Rajavadu. She was standing out in the front yard, she was looking at the rain cloud, and her head, and she was going like this. And then she fell over. It's called vertigo, vertigo. Vertigo means you get dizzy. She looked at the cloud and she became dizzy, and she started going, oh, oh, and then she fell over. And the mother-in-law, oh, what happened? What happened? She had not the slightest idea what was wrong with her daughter-in-law. Her daughter-in-law went outside, and just by chance, it was the rainy season, a monsoon cloud was coming by, a very deep, dark blue rain cloud full of rain. Gun means rust, thick, condensed gun. Ganasham, blue, meg, Ganasham, thick with this rust. And that reminded her of Krishna, who's Rasaraj. And she saw that beautiful blue cloud was the color of Krishna's complexion. And she's, oh my Sham. So that was Udipan. And that's called Vibhav Alamban. And Lamban has, Vibhav has two aspects, Lamban and Udipan. And Lamban has two aspects, Vishay and Ashray. So when she saw that became Udipan, which is Vibhav. And then that stimulated her Staibhav. And then that Staibhav then produced Anubhav, and then also Sattvikbhav and Sensoribhav, and she fainted. And of course she cried and many other things came. But the mother-in-law was thinking, what happened to my daughter? She got sunstroke, or she fainted, or why? So this is what's happening. So when you're reading Shastra, you say, okay, Lord Chaitanya, he's always going into Radha Bhav, and he's always going into Braj Bhav, and remembering Vrindavan. Cows are coming. Well, Krishna had cows, and probably something's going to happen now, right? So if you have this knowledge of Rasa, that's why when we study Rasa Shastra, which is described, when we study Rasa Tattva and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and also Ujjala Nilamani, we get some idea of these things. And then when we read Shastra, we become more aware and more involved, as I said. So the cows have come to the riverbank of the Ganga. They're drinking water. Then, what else did Lord Chaitanya see? And what else are we seeing? We're involved. We're there. We're seeing. Oh, look. Do you see? Are you seeing the cows? Are you in Mayapur with me? Are you on the bank of the Ganga? Are you seeing the cows? And they're going, are you hearing them? Are you really so much? Just like if you watch a movie, and you'll see the movie is of cows drinking water, making sound, and the cows go, wong, wong. Then you're watching a movie, so you'll hear it. Hom, 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 you know, like the cows do. Hom, hom. You know, you can figure out how to do it. And so in the same way, if you're involved with the Shastra, if you're involved with reading the Shastra, then you will hear the cows, and you will see the cows, and you will feel the feelings of the devotees. That's called involvement. As much as you surrender, that's as much as the Shastras reciprocate with you. Because Krishna says, Ye tamam prapadyante, tamsa taiva bhajamyaham. This is verse 4:11 in Gita. As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. The Shastra is Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. The holy Dham is Krishna. The Vaishnavas are Krishna. The Murti is Krishna. The Prasad is Krishna. So this verse 4:9 applies everywhere. If you surrender to the Shastras, because the Shastras are Krishna Sarup, then Krishna reciprocates accordingly. If you surrender to the holy name, the holy name is Krishna Sarup, the holy name reciprocates accordingly. You surrender to the holy Dham, Brajadham, Mayapur Dham, then the holy Dham reciprocates with you accordingly. You surrender to the Prasadam and serve the Prasadam accordingly and honor the Prasadam, not devour it and consume it, but respect it and honor it. Then the Prasadam will reciprocate with you accordingly. Yeyatamam prapadyante. So this is it, because everything's personal and everything is Krishna. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. Everything is within me and I am within everything. This is chapter 9 of Gita, verse 4. So we have to put all these things together. Philosophy must be understood and realized by practice, by meditation, by thought, and by association. So therefore, they become more than verses and books. They become living reality. They become part and parcel of our worldview. We view the world of Krishna consciousness through the realizations we gain from Shastra and from Sadhu Sangha. It's not disjointed. Well, there's the Gita shlokas over here, and there's my chanting of the holy name over here, and there's the reading of the Chaitanya Bhagavat over here. It's not compartmentalized. It's not different compartments in a mall store. It's not shops in a mall store. It's all one, like I said in class, it's a unified field. It's a unified field of Krishna consciousness. One subject is complementary to the other. Because actually everything is Krishna. Krishna Age, Krishna Piche, Krishna Daya, Krishna Bhaya, Krishna Antar, Krishna Bahir, Krishna Upar, Krishna Niche. Right? There's a song like that in Hindi. But instead of the word Krishna, the word Radha is there. Radha is in front of me, Radha's behind me. Radha's on the left of me, Radha's on the right of me. Radha's outside of me, Radha's inside of me. Radha's above me, Radha's below me. Wherever I see, whenever I go, I see Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. So we have to strive for that type of vision, that type of consciousness, by the proper cultivation of transcendental knowledge and the proper application of transcendental knowledge. It's not sufficient to learn verses. It's not sufficient to read books. It's not sufficient to just study. We must realize. We must study, surrender, serve, and realize. Right? It's like this. Study, surrender, serve, and realize. That's something to be put in a notebook. People like these one-liners. Right? So this is a sequence. You can think about these words and how it actually works. So now what's happening? Urdhva Pucha. Like we have Punchari. Anyone's ever done Govardhan Parikrama? Yes? Well, when you get to the tail of Govardhan, what's the tail called? Punchari. Yeah, well, the tail is called Punchari, and then the deity there is named Lota Baba. Punchari Ki Lota, the Lota Baba who is situated at Punchari. The word Punchari, a punch, means tail. Because the Govardhan Hill is considered, of course, it's Krishna Sarup. Non-different than from Brijendranandan and Sri Krishna. But it's considered, the Acharyas, at least Vishnu Chakravarti and others, they say that the shape, the overall shape from the aerial view of Govardhan Hill is that of a peacock. And the two, the Radhakund and Shyamakund, are the eyes of the peacock. And Shyamkuti and the area around Gwalpakur, that's the neck of the peacock. And then the tail of the peacock is Punchari. It's called Punchari. Because if you notice, Govardhan Hill is, of course, Radhakund and Shyamakund. It's obvious. The eyes are like blue, so they're like two watery, there's two eyes. And then the hill becomes very tall, or the Govardhan Hill becomes very high in Aniyur, especially in Aniyur, it's very high. And then from there it starts tapering down, just like a peacock. It's very thin, and then it's a big body, then the long tail. So Govardhan, it becomes lower, lower, and lower, and lower as it goes down to Punchari. And you'll only notice this if you take the inside path. If you take the outside path, you don't even see Govardhan Hill very much. Outside path means the roadway. How many people have gone on the inside path? How many people go on the outside path? How many people have never gone? Okay. So those are the people that should go, one way or the other. They should go the inside or outside path, one of the two. So Urdhva Pucha means that cow's tails were raised in the air. Now we have to see it. Do you see it? Have you ever seen it? When you go to Braj, sometimes when the cows get excited, they kick their back feet up. And they put their head goes down, their back feet come up, and their tail goes up, and they go, they're prancing around like this. It's quite a sight to see, especially the younger ones when they're prancing around. So Lord Chaitanya is seeing this, and we're supposed to see it also if we're involved with Shastra. Some of the cows raised their tails and ran about. Some of them fought each other. Some of them laid down and some drank water. Dekiya garjaye prabhu kare hohankar. Munise, munise, bhale bhara bhar. I told you, something's going to happen. It's not just Gauranga and the cows and the Gangas. Something's going to happen. This is the fuse to the firecracker. The fuse, you light the fuse. Zzz, boom. So the Udipan is the fuse. You know the fuse? You light the fuse. Zzz, you call them crackers. We call them firecrackers. Then what did he say? When seeing this, when Gauranga saw the cows with their tails raised in the air, some lying down, some jumping about, some fighting with each other, then obviously Gauranga remembered Vrindavan. And that's what we should do. We go to Vrindavan and we see some cows jumping around or two baby bulls fighting, like we were on Parikrama on the Govardhan, and we went by some sadhu's ashram and there were some cows there, and two little bulls had their heads together. And I was with someone from Delhi, and I said, "Oh, look at that, I think they're going to hurt each other." The people from Delhi said, "Oh, I think those two bulls are going to hurt each other. They're hitting their heads." I said, "Come on, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. Bulls, their heads are made of steel. The head of a bull, the shear of a bull is made of steel. That's their sport. That's their fun. Dong, dong, dong. They smash their heads against each other, and it feels like a massage. Feels like getting massaged with sandalwood oil. Very cooling, very refreshing. In fact, if they don't butt heads, it's called butting heads. If they don't butt heads together, they don't feel happy. They feel, oh, my head doesn't feel good. And if we get hit on the head, we feel bad. But if the bull doesn't get hit on the head, he feels bad. If he hits his head, then he feels good. And if you don't come and hit his head, then he'll find a big bunch of sand. If there's some sand lying somewhere, he'll go to that sand. Donk! Donk! And he'll hit his head against that sand and throw the sand all over the place. You ever saw? Or they'll go to some small tree. Boom! So Lord Chaitanya, when we go to Vrindavan and we see bulls doing like this, then we look at this and we shouldn't just enjoy it. Oh, look at that, that's fun. We should think, oh, must be like this one. Because we read when Krishna and Balaram used to go to milk the cows in the morning, the biggest fun they used to have is let the bulls get loose. They used to incite the bulls to fight with each other. They used to bring two bulls together and say, "Come on, guys." And then the bulls would go, "Oh, oh, boom, boom." Then Krishna and Balaram would say, "All right." You know, and they would enjoy seeing the bulls butt their heads. The boys used to do this. This is told in the Krishna book. So when we go to Vrindavan and we see that, then immediately that becomes an Udipan, to stimulate our remembrance of Krishna Leela. And that's why Vrindavan is there. And we should connect everything to Krishna Leela. Everything we see, everyone we see. So when Lord Chaitanya saw this beautiful sight on the bank of the Ganga, then he said, Munise, I am he. What does this mean? That means I am Nanda Nandan. I am the son of Nanda, the king of the coward men. So as soon as he saw the cows, he started saying, he remembered, "Oh, I'm Krishna, these are my cows." E mata dhana gela shivase ragare, ki kari shivaseya bale ahankare. In that mood, what is that mood? What is that mood? That mood is the Braj Bhav. Vishambhara rushed to Srivas's house, where he loudly exclaimed, "Srivas! Kikari, what are you doing?" Nishringa pujaye, Srinivasa jagare, puna puna lati mare, tahare duyare. So it appears that Srivas was doing puja at Lord Nishringadev. The Lord, Vishambhara, repeatedly kicked on the door of the puja room where Srivas is worshipping Nishringadev. Can you imagine? We have the pujari room and there's a door there, and someone comes in, somebody that's 7 feet tall, 120 kilos. Well, he didn't weigh 40 kilos. Weighed about 120 kilos, maybe more. 7 feet tall. Starts kicking on the door of the pujari room. Boom, boom, boom. And you're in there doing puja. Etat tosi patram kling na shinghai nama. Boom, boom. Hey! You know, like... Well, action, right? And then, what do you think the reaction of Srivas will be? I mean, this is very dramatic. Like I was telling, the Shastras are full of drama. Stealing other people's wives. That's pretty good. That's pretty modern type thing. Stealing other people's wives. Dancing in the forest under the moonlight. Hey, that's cool. That sounds like what we do nowadays. You know, getting drunk. Okay, that's cool. Radha and Krishna drink honey wine and get intoxicated. And Madhupan. That's told in Govinda Lilamrita and Bhavanamrita. And Prabhupada told us to read Krishna Bhavanamrita. That's right in the Krishna book. You can stay Krishna conscious by reading books like this book and also Krishna Bhavanamrita by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That's right in Prabhupada's Krishna book. So that's Astakali Lila. So Prabhupada's telling us in 1969, at least if we have the Adhikar, but at least he's mentioning it. You can decide whether you have the Adhikar or not. Or maybe your guru will decide for you. At least Prabhupada is mentioning in his own words in the Krishna book, in one purport, you can clearly see it, it's still there, that one can remain in Krishna consciousness by always remembering Krishna's pastimes, by reading books like this book, or books like Krishna Bhavanamrita. Krishna Bhavanamrita is one of the, it's a recent one, written about 300 years ago, one of the most famous books on Astakali Lila, the Eightfold Pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But more ancient books are Krishnaika Kumudi, which was the first book of Astakali Lila and Gaudiya Sampradaya. Then the second book was Govinda Lilamrita. Of course, the oldest book to describe Astakali Lila was written by Vyasadeva. That's Sanat Kumara Samhita. In the Sanat Kumara Samhita, there's a discussion between Brindadevi and Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva asked Brindadevi, he came to some other people, actually came to Sanat Kumara. Said, can you tell me about the Astakali Lila of Radha Krishna? And he said, I can't, but someone can, Brindadevi. So he came to Keshi Tirtha. He came to Keshi Tirtha and met Brindadevi, and she enunciated the Astakali Lila of Radha Krishna. That means the eightfold pastimes. Ashtakal, eight kal, Nishankal, Pratakal, Purvankal, Madhyankal, Apurvankal, Shayankal, Pradoshkal, and Nishakal. So these scriptures have everything. They're very satisfying. So here, this is very dramatic. Lord Chaitanya sees the cows, he sees them with their tails raised, and he's so excited, he starts saying, I am he. Well, no, what did he say? He didn't say, I am he. He said, I am he. And then Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati, in his purport, he says, he's meaning, I am Nandanandan. I am the lord of those cows. See these cows? They're mine. I'm Gopal. I'm Govinda. That's his bhav. That's his mood. This is Braj bhav. And that bhav, he ran to Srivast Thakur's house. But he's not Gopal. He's not Govinda. He's Vishwambar. This is Gaur Lila, not Krishna Lila. Gaur Lila is not a coward man. He's a Brahmin. Is it right? Are you clear? He's a Brahmin. He's a pundit. Nimai pundit. He's not a Vaishya. Krishna's a Vaishya. Abhira. It's called Abhira. He's in the Abhira class. He's taking care of cows. So it's a different Varna. It's a different avatar. It's a different Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. That's Dwapara Yuga. But he's saying, I am he. Who he? Nandanandan. And Bhakti Sanatha explains, who he be? Who he be is Nandanandan. So in that mood, he ran to Srivasa's house. What mood? Mood of Gopal, mood of Govinda, Braj Bhav. Then when he gets there, he acts like a wild coward boy. This is what coward boys do. They're unpredictable. They jump out of trees, they chase frogs, they steal butter, they steal anything. They jump on the back of wild bulls. They jump on each other's back, they play chicken. So here, he's kicking down a door like some wild guy from the country. Some Bihari or something. he's kicking down the door. And you imagine? And now who's he? Is this the way a Brahmin behaves? Is this how a Brahmin behaves? Kicking down somebody's puja door? I mean, think about it. Now you have to think about it. That's why I say get involved with the scriptures. Take this one verse, try to visualize it. But we read these books, we're dead sleep when we read it. We're brain dead. Our eyes are taking in the verses, but we're brain dead. Take this one verse. And this is called mantra upasana. You know, upasana means you worship the mantra. This is a shloka, as a mantra. And you chant this, and you think about it, and you meditate. What does it mean? Where is it? What is it? Who, what, when, where, and how? Who, what, when, where, why, and how? What's happening? Who's happening? Where is it happening? Why is it happening? How is it happening? What is the mood? What is the feeling? What does it mean to me? How do I? What is my service here? How do I relate to this? Wow, this is astounding. This is, now who's going up? Who? Nimai Pandit. And who else? Srivas Pandit. And what's Srivas doing? He's doing puja, archan, devotional service. Shradhanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevan Archanam. It's one of the Navaveda Bhakti. Now the Lord's coming there. He's also a Brahmin and a Pandit. This sounds like a Gunda. He sounds like he's a Gunda or a dacoit. Dacoits kick down doors, right? Hey, boom! Kick down the door. Sounds, looks like some Wild West show. They kick down the door, or somebody, some cops come and bust some drug addict. This is something out of New York, some movie from New York. And drug addicts and drug dealers behind the apartment door, and the cops come and they kick, and it's all locked, so they kick down the door, bam, and they come in with a... So Mahaprabhu is kicking down the door. This is most unusual behavior. Could you just try and imagine? You're a pujari, you're in offering puja to Radha Parthasarathi. Ching, 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 ching. Boom, boom! Hey, what's that? what the hell is that? And what's the first thing you do? Chokidar! So if you read this one verse, then you're thinking, why is Lord Chaitanya doing that? What does this have to do with his Braj Bhav? Why is he doing this to Shrivas Thakur? What's Shrivas Thakur's response going to be? What does it mean? What does it mean to them? What are they doing with each other? What does it mean to me? What is my service? How do I relate to this? What if I was there? What if I was sitting there with Shrivas Thakur and assisting in his puja work? What if I was waiting outside in Shrivas Angam? What if I was waiting outside in the Darshan room? Like this is going on in the Didi room. Say you're sitting out in the temple chanting japa. You're sitting there in the temple chanting japa. You do, right? So inside, the doors are closed, the pujaris are doing puja, right? 5 o'clock in the morning, is it right? And then you're sitting there and you hear, boom, boom! Hey, well that sounds like it's coming from the Didi room. So you're sitting in Shrivas Thakur's darshan room, waiting for darshan of the Didi. Then Lord Chaitanya has gone around the back and he's bashing in the door. This is quite an exciting moment. It's a cliffhanger. We're on the edge of our seat. What's going to happen next? So this is called involvement. But we have to see it in cinema color, or whatever it's called, technicolor, wide screen with all kinds of music and both speakers and 10,000 watt amplifiers, and we sit there, boom, boom, boom. Oh, then we can get involved. But when the Shastra's like, ah, 5 minutes and we fall asleep. So now, what's going to be next? And Lord Chaitanya said, Kahari pujis karis kara dhyan, Janhari pujis tanri deka vidyanhan. Who are you worshipping, Shrivas? Who are you meditating on? Look, he whom you are worshipping is standing before you. This is very dramatic. Because as you must know if you're not following these classes, at this point, Vishambhara has not revealed to anyone, to his mother, to Shrivas, to anyone, that he is God. They think he's a pundit. They think he's taken Vaishnav Diksha now from Ishwarpuri. He's very advanced. It's the very beginning of the Sangirtan movement. He's only been initiated for a month or so. He closed his Sanskrit school. Everyone understands he's acting a little strangely in terms of his ecstasies or his bhav. He's always chanting Krishna, Krishna, and feeling Radha's separation from Krishna and crying and swooning. But they accept that he's a great devotee, maybe Mahabhagavat or some great siddha. And they're happy to have him in their fold. And they're happy to know that now they'll be chanting. Now these are the very beginning days of the Sankirtan movement. They're gathering together, they're chanting together, they're studying Bhagavatam. But Lord Chaitanya has not yet revealed to anyone. Advaitacharya, everyone has some people have some idea. And Advaitacharya has the most clear idea, but that he may be God. And now, in so many indirect ways, he's letting everybody know, guess what? I am he. I am he. Muni say, Muni say. This is very good. Now what happened? Jvalanta anale deke Shivas pandita Haila samadhi bhanga chahi chari bita. Shrivas Pandit saw blazing fire and his meditation on Lord Nisringadev was broken. Samadhi Bhanga. He opened his eyes and looked around him. So he's there doing puja because part of puja is Manasi Puja. Before you do archan, anyone's a pujari, they know. This is told in Iskan Didi worship book. You sit down, you do achman, chant Gayatri. Then in your mind, before you do the external puja, this is the krama, this is the sequence that's given in the Didi worship book of Iskan, this orange book, Panchapradip, I think. This is what the pujari should sit down in meditation, and it's called manasi, they call it, it's from Hari Bhaktivilas. He should perform manasi seva. He sits down, and everything that he's going to do externally does in his mind, plus more things. He undresses the deities, I'm going to bathe them. But usually I bathe them with water. But today I've put on my meditation, last night on the roof I put a big clay pot, and inside that clay pot I put so many champak flowers, and I put a screen over that pot, and the moon was shining inside the pot, and mixing with the champak flowers and the water, So the moon rays were surcharging the water to make it very cool and very fragrant and very pleasing, because it's a very hot summer day. Now I've gone in the morning, I've taken that clay pot of water, and the clay keeps it very cold, and it's charged up with the moon rays and the beautiful fragrance of the champak flowers. And I carry it on my head into the deity room, and I'm going to use that very water to pour over the deities of Radha and Krishna and bathe them. This is all part of Manasi Seva. And externally, when you go there, you take a conch shell and a little water. Idam snaninam klim krishnayana maha, idam snaninam swing ram radhike. You just chant the bija mantra and you bathe them with some water from a conch shell with a tulsi leaf inside, or maybe some chandan, or maybe one flower. This is more elaborate. So you do Manasi Seva, and then you do many more things, and all the things that you'll do. Then you finish Manasi Puja, then you do external puja. This is the proper system if you're following the standard of ISKCON Puja. So obviously, this is what he was doing. Srivas was going to do Nisringa Puja, but there's two aspects. There's the Manasi Puja and the external Puja, Bahir Puja. So he was absorbed. He was inside the deity room, sitting in front of his Nisringa Shila. I think he was worshipping Shalagram Shila, or Nisringadeva, maybe deity, I think, Shila. He's sitting totally wrapped. It said, what does it say? Samadhi Bhanga. Every word is very, very important. Every word is to involve you. What does samadhi mean? Do you have any vague idea? Does samadhi mean concentrated? Yes or no?
Yes.
Does samadhi mean totally absorbed?
Yes.
Does samadhi mean fixed on one point?
Yes.
So he's totally absorbed, totally fixed, totally dedicated, mind, heart, body, soul, everything, on the feet of his deity, Lord Nisringadeva. And then this wild man, this crazy Brahmin, is kicking down the door and saying, who the hell are you meditating on? That's me, man. I'm right in front of you. Just come, drop your samadhi and open your eyes, because here I am. Nisringadeva in person. So samadhi bhanga. So you can imagine how much disturbed he must be, or how much alarmed, or because if you're in samadhi, it's quite a pleasurable experience. It's quite to be absorbed and rapt attention with your beloved. Just like when you're eating, we experience samadhi every morning. It's called bhog samadhi. Bhog samadhi, right? Actually, three times a day we go into ecstatic states of samadhi. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if someone disturbs us when we're so absorbed and concentrated, we become very angry if someone interrupts us. Right? Hey, don't you realize, didn't you see I'm in samadhi? Five pakoras, six cups of sweet rice. It's very clear that I'm in a deep state of samadhi. Deke birasane vasi ache vishamba chakrabuja shankar chakra garapad madhar. So when Srivas opened his eyes, because Nimai Pandit had broken his meditation, samadhi bhanga, and he broke his meditation from meditating on the Sringa, and Srivas Pandit opened his eyes, what did he see? He saw a blazing fire. Now if we were to make a movie of this, would be very exciting. You see in one corner someone meditating, then next scene there's this big fire. There's a big fire, flames everywhere. It says he saw a blazing fire. Then what did he see? He saw Vishwambar sitting in Virasan like a hero, holding a conch, disc, club, and lotus in his four hands. So what does this mean? This means that Vishwambar is revealing that he is Narayan. G-O-D. God. He's not Pandit Nimai. He's not one of us. He's not a Nadia Brahmin, a Navadvip Brahmin. He's something more, much more. So this is quite, imagine you're in samadhi in Lord Nisringadeva, and in all kinds of boom, 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 big noise, someone's kicking in the door of your pujari room, which is described here. And then you open your eyes and see a blazing fire, and you look through the fire, then you see someone sitting in Virasan, which means kneeling. It's like kneeling down. And then they have four arms, they're holding Chakra Gada Padma Shankh. Golden Narayan. What is the name of that form of Golden Narayan? Gaur Narayan. Gaur Narayan Bhagavan Ki Jai. So that's what he saw. That's the visual. That also becomes an udipan, what you see. Now what you hear also becomes an udipan, or emotional stimulant or excitant. What did he see? I mean, what now? That's what he saw. So we should also try to see it. Do you see it? We can try. Close your eyes. Wow, there's this big fire, and there's this golden Lord Chaitanya standing there, sitting there, kneeling down with four arms. Extraordinary. This is, and everyone wonders, I don't know what to meditate on. My mind is going everywhere, this way, that way. So it says, meditate on Leela. What Leela? Meditate on Gaur Leela. You can't get agitated by meditating on Gaur Leela. Especially Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is all purifying, elevating. So now what did he hear? See, feel, hear, touch. Garjite yacheye jena matta singasar bama kakshe talidya karye hunkar. Vishrambar continually roared like an intoxicated lion as he slapped the left side of his stomach. Can you imagine? I mean, what a sight. First you see blazing fire, someone's kicking in your puja door. What the hell is that? And then it breaks your samadhi and you open your eyes. What the hell is going on? Who's doing this? What's going on? Then you see a blazing fire, and then all of a sudden the blazing fire, you see Lord Chaitanya sitting there, and then he's roaring like a lion, slapping his left side like a crazy man. That's a lot to take in during at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that's a lot to see. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, you're doing your puja, and you've only been awake for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And this is like seeing like a monster movie or something. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's sci-fi or what, you know, it's Steven Spielberg or something. Live, right in Navadvip. Are you seeing it? He's roaring. Like a Mata Singha. Mata means mata. Mata Singha means mad lion. We don't want to. Do you want to see a mad lion? I don't even want to see a sleeping lion. Because sleeping means the potential to wake up. And if he wakes up, then forget it. You can't run away fast enough. And you certainly can't beat him up. So you're lost. Now this is what he saw and this is what he heard. And if that's not enough, listen to this. Dekhiya haila kampa shivasa sharire stabda haila shinivasa kichui naspure. On seeing Vishrambar, Shivas began to tremble and became speechless. Now who wouldn't tremble? Wouldn't you tremble? You're in samadhi, meditating in Thakur. All of a sudden, a loud kicking in the door, then a fire, and then have Darshanam Narayan, Gaur Narayan, and then Gaur Narayan turns into a mad lion and starts roaring and slapping his sides. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to eat me. My stomach, oh, aha. He's slapping his stomach. That means maybe he's full or he's empty. When you're slapping, he's like, oh, buddy, a ball, God, chuck a chuck, no more. Or you might say, oh, you know, I'm really hungry. Sometimes when we're hungry, we go, oh, you know, there's Kali Pate, man. I'm hungry. Book chilega, you know, jada buke, you know. Give me something to eat. I don't know, I'm just playing with Hindi. I don't know if it's any good, but anyway, you can enjoy it. there's two Nayaks here, two heroes. One hero is Srivas Thakur. So this is the Vibhav. Vibhav has a lamban, and it has two aspects of Vibhav. It's a type of Bhav, Vibhav. So Vibhav has a lamban. A lamban is the Ashraya and the Vishaya, hero and the heroine. Ashraya Vibhav and Vishaya Vibhav. And then the other aspect of Vibhav is Udipan. So the Alamban Vishaya, the object of love, of course, is the subject of love is the Lord, and the Ashraya is Srivas. So on one side, the Lord is doing his thing, revealing his godhood. He's beginning to reveal his Bhagavatva. It's called Bhagavatva. Bhagavatva means his godhood, his quality. Tva means his Bhagavata, or Bhagavatva, means his quality of being Bhagavan, his quality of being God, Bhagavatva. And the Srivas Pandit, who is Srivas Pandit? Who is he? Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Right? Everyone agrees? So who is Narada Muni? He is the greatest devotee, and the devotee is the Prema Shraya. He is the Ashraya Alamban. Is that right? And Krishna is the Vishaya Alamban. So the devotee is a reservoir of prema, and Krishna is a receiver. He receives. We offer our love to him. So Srivas is the devotee, and Bhagavan is Vishwambar. So the camera is like this. One camera is on Srivas, and one camera is on Vishwambar. And then the scene is going, you're watching the movie. Now that camera's off, and now it's on, and the camera's on Vishwambar, and he's doing his thing. Ah, ha, ha. Now the camera's on Srivas. Ah! Now the camera's back on Vishwambar. Dekhiya balaye prabhu are shinivas ekta dina na janas amara prakash. Vishwambar said, oh Srinivas, all these days you did not know about my appearance. Prakash, Amara Prakash. Etadin, all these days, you, for 21 years, you thought that I was one of you. But now you know the truth. You are my parts and parcels. Mamai Vamcho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. I am Bhagavan. And you are the devotees of Bhagavan, Bhagavan Das. The Lord goes on. Torucha Sankirtana Nadara Hunkare Chadiya Vaikuntainu Sarvaparivare. By your loud chanting and Nada's roaring, Nada is the affectionate name of Lord Chaitanya for Vaitacharya. Nada is actually the Bengali way of saying Nara. We say Narahari or Narayan, because Advaitacharya is Narayan. He's Mahavishnu. So we say Nara. Nara. It's like a rolled da. D with a dot under. Nara. But it's da, but it's Nara. Nada. Nara. So it's like Nara. Narayan. So Vishwambar used to say Nada, Nada. So he said Nada's, Nada, Nara, Nara, Nada's praying. Because we know from the story that Advaitacharya was offering tulsi leaves and Ganga water to whom? To Shalagram. Shalagram Srila, Bhagavan, Vishnu, Krishna. And he was praying. He was doing Prarthana and Puja. Puja and Prarthana. He was doing Puja to the Srila. So the Lord is saying to Srivas, listen, all these days for 21 years I never revealed to you that I was God. I moved amongst you. I acted like a Brahmin. I taught as a Brahmin. I taught in my toll. Sanskrit. I went to East Bengal to make money for Lakshmi Priya, my wife, after I was married. And I went to Gaya to perform the pin ceremony of my father, Jagannath Mishra, just like any other proper, dutiful Brahmin. As a putra, I did the shrad. And I was a very proud scholar moving around Navadvip. But actually, guess what? Your old buddy, your old friend, your Pandit buddy, your Brahmin buddy, your school buddy, of course, he was quite a bit younger than Srivas, but Gadadhari was a contemporary. He was quite a bit younger. But anyway, your fellow Brahmin, Nadiyavasi, guess what? I am God. So this is, now things are going to change. Because can you imagine if the person you're growing up with, he's your friend and all of a sudden he becomes prime minister? Well, things will change. Because then you'll knock on his door and ask for a favor. Before, you never asked him for a favor. When he becomes a prime minister, your relationship changes. Then it's like this. Like Krishna and Sudama went to school together. They went to Sandipani Muni's school in Ujjain when Krishna was 11. Vasudev, when he was living in Mathura, Vasudev sent him to Ujjain to learn the three R's. So he went there to learn the three R's, writing, reading, arithmetic, and also the 64 arts. He learned the 64 arts in 60 days. So they were equal. It appeared they were equal. In fact, it appeared that Sudama was better, because Sudama was a Brahmin by birth. And Sri Krishna was a Vaishya when he's in Vrindavan, but then when he went to Vasudeva, then he became a Kshatriya. Because Vasudeva and Devaki are Kshatriyas. So when he was coming from that side, then he was acting like Kshatriya. And then, so even then, he's in a lower Varna. So they appear to be equals when they're in school, but later Krishna became a big guy. He became pretty big. Because later he went to Dwarka, and he became the king of Dwarka. So then Sudama's wife said, listen, your old buddy, your old school buddy, became a big man. I heard he has 16,000 palaces down in Dwarka. And all his queens are decked out in gold, and I don't even have a necklace made out of Imli berries. Imli seeds or lotus seeds. Like Imli, you call it Imli, tamarind. I don't even have an Imli seed necklace. So can't you go down there and beg something? Well, in a similar way, Vishwambhara was appearing to be an ordinary Brahmin of Navadvipa for 20 years. And now he's revealing his godhood. So now he goes on. What he said by your loud chanting. So this word nada is another way of saying nara. Lord Chaitanya, or rather Vishwambhara continues. Nishchinte achahatumi more na janiya shantipure gela nada amore edia Shivas, you're living unconcerned without recognizing me. More nejana. Nishchinte. Nishchinte. No, you have no chinta. You're not worried, no concern. And Nada, Advaitacharya, has avoided me by going to Shantipur. Sadhu udarimo dushta vinashsimo sabha torakichu chintanai paramore stava. Vishwambhara said, I will deliver the saintly persons and destroy the miscreants. Do not worry. Offer prayers to me. So, kichu chinta noi. Kichu chinta noi. No chinta. Chinta hogya. Katam hogya. Bas hogya. Sadhu udarimo. It's the same thing Krishna told Arjuna in the 4th chapter of Gita, verse 7. Yada yada hidarmas. No, that's verse 8. Parichanaya saranam vanasha chudusritam. He said, I come to this world to deliver the devotees and annihilate the duskrita, the miscreants, the demons. Krishna does that. So he comes as Lord Chaitanya and he's saying, I will deliver the saintly persons, sadhu udarimu, and dushta vinashimu, sabha. Sab means all. And this dushta means bad people, dushta jana, dushta man. Means bad mind, bad people, evil people. Dushta vinashimu means I will vinash, means I will completely finish them. So he's telling very clearly who he is and what he's going to do. Prabhure dekhiya preme kande srinivas. Srivas is sometimes called srinivas. Guchila antarabhaye paiya ashwas. On seeing Lord Vishwambhara, Prabhu, Deki, Shivas cried out of love, Preme Kande, Preme Kande, Preme Kande, like we say, Krandan, Krandan. He cried out of love. He became fearless on receiving the Lord's assurance. Guchila Antarabhaya, Antara, within his heart, Ashwas. He became, Ashwas means assurance. He became free, he became fearless. Because he had faith, he realized, oh my God, God is here. Oh my God, my friend is God. And he's going to deliver all of us. And we've been so harassed. We were so much dukkha. We were reading how the Vaishnavas were so much fearful and harassed by the atheists and Pashandis of Navadvipa. And they had no happiness in their heart and they couldn't go out freely and chant, and they were harassed and criticized and ridiculed and belittled by all the Shaktas and Smarta Brahmins of Navadvipa. So they were very much oppressed by the environment of 500 years ago. They couldn't freely express themselves. And moreover, they felt unhappiness in their heart that everyone was wasting their lives in sense gratification. Not so much they were concerned about their personal discomfort, but they were more concerned with the plight of the people, the plight, the suffering of the people of Navadvipa. They're born as Brahmins and so-called Naya logicians. And they were so-called learned people. It's called literati. The literati and the intelligentsia of Navadvipa. But they were behaving like animals, living like pigs. This is one verse. Kashtan kamana harte vidbujamye. They were just living, although they had human form of life, they were just living like pigs. Sense gratification, elaborate weddings and festivals and eating meat in the name of the Vedas and drinking and worshipping Chandi and Durga and Kali Bhairava and eating all kinds of goat and flesh and blood and wine. Just like Rome or Greece or something, 2,000 years ago or whatever. So very decadent and degraded, an abominable state of life for the Brahmins of Nadia. So this is what they were more concerned about, because this is the nature of Vaishnavas. They're very compassionate. They want everyone to be happy, everyone to be peaceful by serving the Lord and abiding by the Lord's rules and requests and desires, rather than living in total ignorance. Because you may enjoy, so-called enjoy now, living your life of ignorance. Ignorance is bliss, where it's folly to be wise. So they may consider that their ignorant life, their sinful life, is blissful. And they may feel that way or interpret that way, but the Vaishnavas know the past, present, and future. Because the Vaishnavas have the power of Trikalagya. Trikalagya means Vaishnavas can see the past, and the present, and the future. How? By Shastra Chakshus, the eye of Shastra. By this material eye, you can't see your eyelid. You cannot see your eyelid. Does that mean it's not there? It's there, but you can't see it with the eyes. And you can't see the distant planets because our eyes are too weak. So our eyes do not have power. But through the eyes of Shastra, we get unlimited vision. We get peripheral vision, 360-degree vision. We can see past, present, and future. So the devotees of Navadvipa, they could see. Now they're enjoying, and they're in human form of life. They have beautiful bodies, beautiful men, beautiful women. They've been rewarded for their previous tapabalam, their previous life, their purva sanskaras. They've been rewarded with punyafal. They have good birth. Brahmin families, good education, beautiful bodies, wealth, aristocracy. But they're living like animals and pigs in intoxication, totally ignoring God's laws. So therefore, in next life, what will they be? Dogs, pigs, camels, asses, monkeys. So therefore, the Vaishnavas of Navadvipa 500 years ago, they felt very much compassion, karuna. So they were worried, and how can we help them? We're too powerless. There's too many of them. Only a descent of divinity. If divinity descends here, then there could be some solace or some, let's say, rescue for these, some way out for these people. So now Shivas feels fearless. Oh, God has joined our forces. Could you imagine? You're trying to fight a battle, and there's 10 of you. There's 10 people in your army, and the enemy army has 1 million. There's 10 people against 1 million. What's the chance? Will you win? No. No chance. But if God is on your side, will you win?
Yes.
Yes. So now Shivas feels very much assurance. He feels very much self-confidence and very fearless. God is on our side. A devotee should think the same way. God is on our side. We're on God's team. We're playing for God's team. This is conviction. This is what Shraddha is made of. Shraddha is the basis of bhakti. The deeper the Shraddha, the stronger the bhakti. And the stronger the bhakti, the greater the surrender. So Shraddha means to have the firm belief that Krishna is always there. Firm conviction that Krishna will always protect me. Protect my devotion. Doesn't mean he may not protect your body. He may die, but he'll protect my devotion. Firm faith, firm conviction, and firmly believe that only by serving Krishna, only by serving Krishna, and nothing, and no one else and nothing else, I will attain everything in life. I will attain all success in life just by serving Krishna. This is Shraddha. This is called Shuddha Shraddha, the full faith. I don't need to worship any demigod, any politician, any semigod, demigod, hemigod, any kind of god. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. There is one Ishvara. I have one Ishtadev, not two. There's one lover in my heart, not two. I don't have any illicit gods. I don't have any illicit gods and illicit lovers. I have one wife, no illicit lovers, no paramours. And I have one Ishtadev, no illicit devatas. There's no room in my heart. There's only room for Krishna and Radha. They're one. So this is pure faith. So now Shivas is feeling, oh, God is on our side. This is very good. And he's crying out of love. Oh, this is so wonderful. Hari she porni tahoila sarva kalivar. Dandai astuti kare judi doyikar. Shivas' entire body was filled with ecstasy. Hari, Harish, Purna. As he stood up with folded hands and began offering prayers. Dandaya stutikare judi duikar. So duikar, kar means hands. His two hands, he folded his hands and began offering stutis. Prayers to Lord Chaitanya. So we'll continue that wherever we are.